You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. This evening, we are sitting with members of the Chorus of Westerly. Once again, we're pleased to have the chorus with us, participating in Conducting Conversation, and we have returning guest Ryan Saunders, who is the executive director. Welcome, Ryan.
Thanks, Mike. Pleasure to be back.
And very special guest that he brought with him, the president, the big chief.
That's right, my boss.
The mucky muck. Debbie Dunham is here. Welcome, Debbie.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
And it's actually a return trip for Debbie also, was here about a year and a half or two ago. Mm-hmm. And Debbie has an interesting story in that she is not a newcomer to the chorus by any means, tell us your history with the chorus, Debbie.
I have been involved with the chorus basically since birth. both my parents sing in the chorus, and my children, my husband. It's a family affair.
And you are very, very active now, being president.
Yes.
Lots of duties.
Yes.
And lots of wonderful things coming up for the chorus, which we'll talk about. And first of all, Ryan, just to get back to you, what's new in your life?
There are lots of things new in my life, but
about the chorus,
I know.
Most of them centered around the chorus.
Well, we just came off a very successful Ave concert where we did all these. Last time I was here, we talked about that a little bit. It was really quite wonderful. And we're getting ready for a series of auction dinners we're going to have coming up in April. And then immediately after that, we're going to have a fantastic concert featuring two really wonderful 20th century composers, Maurice Duruflay and Ray Vaughan Williams. So we're very, very excited. It should be good stuff.
Sounds like a great season finishing up. I know that so far it's been great for you. And let me ask you, though, as we've discussed on with other community groups and nonprofit organizations, the economy, mm-hmm. and what that's meant to your attendance. Have you seen any fluctuation, or has it been pretty consistent?
We've actually gone up in attendance this year, which is we've seen about a 40% increase in subscribers, and every single one of our concert performances series, like the group of them together, has gone up. The last one only went up about 2 or 3%, but it's still going up.
Sure.
So it's amazing that in times of hardship, the community almost seems to be stronger and comes out more. And even on top of not just concert attendance, but the donations to our annual campaigns and stuff are up. Overall participation is up. So it's really, it's really a testament to the entire region. And I'm, we're pleased. I mean, there's things to worry about, of course, but we're tracking well.
I think the community chorus aspect of it, that word community,
absolutely.
Brings people together in tough times. I remember back in the days, and I know I'm way older than Debbie is, but in the old days, in 1978, we had a blizzard in New England, and I know you weren't born then.
I remember the blizzard.
I wasn't born then.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Thank you, Ryan. Ryan, we weren't talking. But in that blizzard, it was interesting because I was stuck in the Boston area, and I was in a Holiday Inn, fortunately enough, but I was there for like 8 days. And it was interesting to go outside and walk around where there was no traffic allowed and things were just shut down, and how the community came together. And I kind of relate that to the current economic situation and the way people, I think, react to a chorus involvement like yours. And they say, okay,
absolutely.
Well, I'm not going to go to New York and Broadway or something like that to see a show. I'm going to stick home.
Yeah, it's very nice. We actually knew that this was going to be challenging for folks too, and we lowered our ticket prices, and we've put together anything we can do to get them in the doors to experience art and to have something to do in their own community. We're trying to make sure they all have access to it.
And I think the audience recognized it and appreciates it, without a doubt. Parents especially. We have 80 children singing in the chorus, and for the first time, the packages that Ryan's put together, most of the parents have all subscribed this year, which is huge. I mean, a lot of them would come in single tickets.
Right.
But they've almost all subscribed this year, which is amazing.
I'll take little Sally, but you can stay home
right now. It's tough when you're doing, you know, to go out to any, you know, classical music or any music performance, whether it be rock or anything. If you're a parent, you know, you got to pay a sitter. You're not just buying the tickets, you're paying the sitter. You're figuring out all of that sort of thing. So
now they've figured out it's cheaper to go to the show.
Well, that's what we're trying to make it that way for them. So
that's excellent. It's great that you have that kind of involvement. Let's get to some music. And Ryan, why don't you tell us about this first piece, or actually two pieces that you brought?
Sure.
For us.
Well, we're gonna start off with the first two movements of the Durafle Requiem, the Introit and the Kyrie. And Durafle was commissioned by the publishing house Durand in 1947 to write a requiem, and he decided to create a requiem much like one of his mentors and predecessors, Gabriel Fauré. But this requiem, it's ethereal is the word that it's often described as, and when I was researching it, I saw that everywhere. But it's based on the original Gregorian chant from the requiem settings for the Mass of the Dead, and it is the first requiem setting that actually puts the chant within the context of the music itself. So we're going to be listening to the Introit, followed by the Kyrie.
And as usual, the performance for the Chorus of Westerly has not happened yet.
Correct.
So we're not actually going to listen to the Chorus of Westerly. Who will we be listening to
today? We'll be hearing a really fantastic and famous recording by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and Atlanta Symphony Chorus, conducted by Robert Shaw.
Thank you.
Beautiful music, and one of the things about the Chorus of Westerly and their presentation is that they're rather unique, Ryan, if I'm not mistaken, in mm-hmm. that you have, you mentioned children being in the show, involved in the show. There's children, and then there's people that are your age, and then there's mm-hmm. people that are even as old as me. And so all ages participate, right?
That's right. And the big deal is that the kids, we have 80 kids between 8 and 18, and we are now the only chorus in the country that has children singing on every performance for the entire season. So it doesn't matter what work. We could be doing the Durafleur Requiem or the Verdi Requiem. Mm-hmm. The kids are singing it. They're auditioned before each concert to make sure they're ready, but they sing with an adult. So in other choruses, it'll be either a full children's chorus or a full adult choir, and they might combine for certain works. Like Carmina right. Burana has a children's chorus part, or the Britain War Requiem. But they're always singing these big works with us, and that's our specialty, mm-hmm. if you will.
And I think you mentioned an important thing there. You said they are auditioned before each piece. So it's not like this is the cast. It could be qualified for a certain performance.
Yeah, right? The purpose of the audition, they all rehearse it. The purpose of the audition is to make sure that they're ready and that they know the music, because once you get into the concert weekend, it's very demanding. And when you're singing a work like this Durafleur Requiem or the Verdi Requiem, it's demanding. I mean, mm-hmm. it takes a certain level. For the most part, when we start having singers at the age of 8, often they don't make it their first concert. But by the second or third concert, they pretty much will make it all the way through high school. That very first one is difficult because you're mm-hmm. still sort of feeling your way through the whole process. But they audition once when they first join the group, mm-hmm. Which is more placement. And then it's not quality control, it's just as much of preparation
right,
to make sure
right,
that they,
where the voice part should be. Right. Now, Debbie, as a mother and as a young performer yourself, when you started out, how old were you when you started roughly? Do you recall?
I was 7 and a half.
When you started.
Yeah,
I was,
because, you know. We knew the conductor, so we got in a little bit, snuck yeah. in a little bit early.
Special half year.
That half year release,
right.
yeah.
That's right.
And what about your children?
They both started when they were 8.
Both started.
And they're both still singing. Okay. And love it.
And,
you know, they,
and what age is now?
17 and 13. God
Great.
Help me.
Right. 17 and 13. Send your donations to?
We have votive candles lit for her in the George Kent Performance Hall. So,
All right. Let's get to the next piece of music they have for us, Ryan.
Certainly. We're going to be listening to the third movement of the Durafleur Requiem now. This is the Domine Jesu Christe, the offertory. This is where you'll find the more powerful Dies Irae, Day of Wrath movement, although unlike the Verdi Requiem or the Dvorak Requiem, where there's actually a full Dies Irae movement, this is sort of slipped in the middle. And the way he actually set up this entire Requiem in terms of movements, he picked selections from the actual Catholic Requiem Mass and also from the service of burial. But the structure of the movements is exactly like 4A's in terms of what he decided to take for text and how to set it up. So this is the Domine Jesu Christe, and we're going to hear not the full movement, but a portion of the movement.
All right. A lot of these pieces we are listening to tonight will be portions, and we ask your indulgence on that, but we're going to try to get in as much music as we can, and we'll listen to portions of several pieces. be people at home that have been listening to this great music and have decided that they have to go hear it and see it for themselves. How do they go about doing that?
They would call Lee Eastbourne at 596-8663 or go to our website, chorusofwesterly.org, to purchase tickets. The concert will be May 16th, and we have performances at 4 and 6 p.m.
4 o'clock and 6 o'clock, and they just can go to the website. Is the website easier than calling?
It really doesn't. The website's very easy, but it really, really doesn't matter. Lee's wonderful to talk to. Everybody loves him.
Lee is our fabulous operations and box office manager who has the best radio voice out of all of us, so we conveniently left him at home. So
Great. Well, I'm glad you didn't bring him here.
That's right.
That's right. Okay, well, so give Lee a call. Operators are standing by, as they say, and that'll be great to have a full house and support the Chorus of Westerly in this endeavor. And let's now that we've got that information out, we'll give that to you again at the end of the program. But right now, let's finish up this segment with the music that you have chosen for now.
Sure. We're going to listen to one more movement here of the Durifle Requiem. This is the Sanctus, which is one of his more beautiful movements in this entire work. And talking about this piece before we got here, Durifle was an organist, and I really feel like his music was written to reverberate down giant cathedrals and back and forth, you know, bouncing off the walls, and just very ethereal, like I said before, but just beautiful and floating. And I feel like this Sanctus movement is that kind of floating movement, if you will.
All right, we'll listen to that, and then we'll be back with more after a short break, and Ryan Saunders and Debbie Dunham with the Chorus of Westerly.
Thank you. The people at Robert's Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Robert's Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Robert's Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are here this evening with the Chorus of Westerly, and Debbie and Ryan filling us in on things that are happening. And Debbie, you have a rather interesting thing coming up in just a couple weeks, April 17th, 21st, and 24th. Tell us about that.
It's our annual dinner and luncheon auction galas, where 200 attendees are treated to gourmet meals. And we have about, over the three auctions, about 2,000 items, live auction and silent auction items. Items of immeasurable value.
So it takes place right in...
Right in the performance hall. Yeah, we fill it with tables, and we usually... Festive decorations. This year it'll be kind of a nautical theme, like it is in our brochure with the old map, and you'll see some wild and crazy things in there.
And what time of day on the, for example, on the 17th?
The doors open at 5 for viewing of the items, and there's jazz by George Kent and my father, actually, on the piano and the string bass. And
his name is?
Charles Kitchen, and George Kent, obviously, on the piano, and then dinner served at 6.
And we have, and all of the meals for each of the auctions are done by volunteers. And on the first one on the 17th, it's Ned and Barbara Whitford of Westerly. And the luncheon auction on the 21st, it's Debbie Dunham, our president, is cooking the meal for that particular
meal. Great.
And then the final one on the 24th, because it's a family affair, her husband, Eric Dunham, is going to be cooking the meal on that evening. So,
now, when you say cooking the meal, we're talking about 200 people here.
You got it.
We actually cook for 300 because we have to serve all the help and... So we cook for 300 for each meal.
So when you're in charge of that meal, you're obviously not preparing each of the 300 dishes yourself personally. I mean,
we cook all the food ourselves.
But just one person? You must have one person cooks for three.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I mean, each one of those, Barbara and Ned cook for Saturday, and I do the luncheon, and my husband.
So what is it like to try to figure out how to cook for 300 people?
The first time it was definitely...
I could buy 300 hot dogs.
me too.
Yeah,
me
I could do that part.
Maybe it's a lot of math.
We do this at our Peasants Feast as well during Twelfth Night, which is about 600 meals.
Days.
So it's become, music is one thing of the chorus. Food has always
been
another
number two.
Big portion of it. But we do have about, I would say, maybe 50 or 60 on-site volunteers that help us run that entire auction. We have no, besides Lee Eastbourne, the guy we mentioned before, our development director, Jody, and myself, we have no professional staff that are doing this. They're all volunteers that put on these auctions for us.
I have to say that one of the things with the chorus, besides learning to sing such beautiful music in a professional setting with professional orchestra, learning that cooking for 300 people is not impossible. Mm-hmm. That's one of the biggest lessons I've learned with the chorus. Nothing's impossible if you set your mind to it and you have a strong group of friends who are there to support you and help you.
The team is there.
Yes.
The team is there.
And I think over our last 50 years, we've proven that really and nothing's impossible. They took 200 singers to England when I was 12 at that time. Nothing's impossible.
That's a great attitude, and that I'm sure reflects in the music that you produce and what George has brought to the table all these years that he's been doing that. All right, we will now listen to what, Ryan?
We're going to switch gears, and the first work on our program in this May 16th concert is the Vaughan Williams Toward the Unknown Region, and it's a very wonderful work. It's based on a poem by Walt Whitman from his poetry cycle Leaves of Grass, which he also used as the base for his Sea Symphony. So we're going to listen to this tonight in three segments, but this is going to be the first segment of this entire work.
Thank you.
Ryan, as before, that's not the Westerly Chorus that
that's
we just
not.
Listened to. So tell us what we were just listening to and what we're about to listen to.
Sure. That was the London Symphony Orchestra and the London Symphony Chorus, two fantastic music groups out of the UK. And Vaughan Williams being probably the most important, arguably the most important British composer of the last 100 years. Mm-hmm. It's good to hear recordings sung by really strong English choirs, of which this is, recording is one of them.
All right, and that concert is Sunday, May 16th at 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock, and let's get to this next piece of music and finish up this segment with it.
Sure, we're going to just listen to a little bit more of Toward the Unknown Region, so we're just sort of in the middle segment of it here, and again, it's based on the Walt Whitman poem, Darest Thou, O Soul, Now, O Soul, from Leaves of Grass.
All right, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more of the Chorus of Westerly.
People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are listening to beautiful music provided to us by the Chorus of Westerly. And Ryan Saunders is here, the Executive Director, and Debbie Dunham, President and longtime member of the Chorus of Westerly, along with her children and her parents. And Debbie, the chorus, as we talked about in that middle segment, when we talked about the dinners and the food preparation and so forth that you put on, also has some other things that they do occasionally. You mentioned a trip to Europe that you took when you were 12.
Yes.
And there's an event coming up soon. It's a little more local than
yes,
Europe.
Yes, but still very exciting. The Ocean House in Watchill, Rhode Island, which has been newly restored, will open, they'll have their grand opening on Sunday, May 30th. And we have been asked by them to come and sing at their grand opening, all 200 of us.
Great.
On their back deck overlooking the beautiful ocean. So we're very excited about that.
Let's just one more time cover the website and the phone number.
Sure. The Chorus of Westerly's website is located at www.chorusofwesterly.org. That's all one word. or you can call us during weekdays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 401-596-8663, which conveniently 8663 spells tone. So if you need something to remember, 596-TONE.
And one of the other things that I mentioned to you off air is that it's getting to be that time of year again when you do have auditions, and maybe people are interested in joining a terrific group like this. So, Debbie, tell us how that works.
Well, the children are audition the first Tuesday and Wednesday in the month of June. It's a very simple audition. They come in, and Mr. Kent will play the piano, so it's not by themselves, but they'll just be asked to sing simple scales just so we can hear their voice and see, you know, check their tone and their pitch.
Right.
But then the adults can audition the Monday after Summer Pops, which is June 21st this year. And they're asked to do a little sight reading. It's a little different with the adults. Little bit of sight reading, scales, so he can listen to their tone and their pitch and their vowels, which are very, very important to Mr. Kent.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, I think that's the thing. If you think, if this looks like something that might be fun for you, give it a shot. Because the worst thing that happens is it doesn't work out. I mean, it's you're not going to be, you know, because you don't pass your audition doesn't mean you're going to be scorned from the town of Westerly forever.
Right.
But particularly for kids and teenagers, you know, we have the auditions in June because in August, at the end of August, we actually run a week-long summer camp in New Hampshire that they can attend for virtually nothing, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of, probably the kids would tell you that that's, they like that more than the concerts or singing and everything else. We enjoy it too. I mean, it's a lot of work for us, but that's a nice event that we can have for them.
Can someone volunteer and help out the chorus and do things?
Oh, we have many volunteer opportunities.
That do not sing.
That do not sing. Come to the concerts, but they don't like that part of it. Standing up on the risers, doing the rehearsals, that just is not for them. But they love being part of an organization
like this. That's an opening to also get involved and
We rely on the backs of volunteers. We would not be where we are without the volunteers.
Right.
And
okay.
There's about 500 of them we probably have right now.
All right, let's get back to the music. And what next do you have for us?
Okay, we're going to listen to a couple tracks in a row here. We're going back to the Durafle Requiem, and we're going to be listening to the Agnus Dei, parts of the Lux Aeterna, and then we're going to finish up with the Imparadusim, which is the last movement of the piece. And what's exceptional about this piece is, as I said, it's filled with Gregorian chant, and you'll hear throughout it, usually the soprano voices singing the original plain chant. And in our concert, for the most part, it's going to be the children of the chorus singing that plain chant that kind of filters in and out of the whole work.
Okay, we'll listen to portions of that now.
Thank you.
Debbie and Ryan, the hour has flown by as usual. We have so many things to talk about. Clue us in on something else that's exciting, the Summer Pops.
Summer Pops. Well, if May 16th, if that kind of music does not fit your style, we have our 30th annual Summer Pops concert, an outdoor performance in Wilcox Park in Westerly, which traditionally gets about 25,000 people. We do it with the Boston Festival Orchestra. We have a nice Pops concert outside, complete with fireworks by Grucci and cannons from the Newport Artillery and church bells from Christ Church. And the bell ringer is awesome, by the way. And it's a really fun event. It's a townwide event, and the chorus has been putting it on for 30 years. It was supposed to be a concert. It was supposed to be a one-shot deal concert. It was right before the tour to England that Debbie went on in 1981, and it was a thank you for the town, and we've been apparently just thought it was good for the first year.
You've
did
been
the second. We've been
since?
Thanking
yes,
ever since. So this is
them.
The 30th one, and we're very, very excited about it. It's completely different from anything else that we do. But I think it shows the states of Rhode Island and Connecticut and this whole southern New England region at its best, because there's so many people who come out for it and so many people that help us put it on that wraps up our 51st concert season.
Excellent. So if you want to be one of those 25,000 people, make sure you're there at Wilcox Park. Thank you so much for being here, Debbie.
Thank you.
It's great to see you again.
You too.
And Ryan, thanks for coming in once again.
Thank you, Mike.
And why don't you close us out with this last piece?
Certainly. Well, we're going to go back to the Vaughan Williams Toward the Unknown Region. We're going to listen to the very end of the piece. And I have to say that Vaughan Williams is maybe one of my favorite composers, if not my favorite composer, because he writes music like what you're about to hear. He writes music from the soul. It's so emotional, and that seems to strike chords with not just the audience, but also the singers. So this is the end of Toward the Unknown Region.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.